SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the United States will sell F-35 jets to Saudi Arabia, despite some concern it could lead to China gaining access to U.S. technology. In the meantime, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman will be holding talks Tuesday in Washington with the president. Trump administration's blueprint to secure Gaza has won strong approval at the United Nations Monday, considered a crucial step that provides international support for U.S. efforts to move the territory toward peace following 2 years of war. Well, the president is halting tariffs now on a number of food items. Trump critics claim he admitted a policy failure by lowering tariffs on some items to reduce cost. But Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says they have it completely wrong.
President Trump, one, has always spoken of tariffs as a tool in the toolbox, not as the final means for economic success. But the left-leaning lunacy media has always wanted it black and white when it comes for tariffs, and that's just not how it works.
McGuire says the White House tariff policies are indeed working.
President Trump smartly is making moves to open up more trade lanes and remove barriers so we can remove tariffs on things to make them more affordable and you can buy them here in the United States. And that should go for everything.
Maryland officials have more than doubled the estimated cost to replace Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed and killed 6 construction workers last year after a massive container ship crashed into it. Maryland officials are also adding 2 years to the projected completion date. It had been slated for 2028. Now they say late 2030. This is SRN News. A pro-life group will spend big on the midterms.
A lot will be at stake in next fall's vote, including control of Congress. And SBA Pro-Life America wants to be sure the winners are those who protect unborn babies. The organization says it plans to spend $80 million to promote pro-life candidates across the nation in 2026. The focus will include Iowa, Michigan, Georgia, and North Carolina. All 435 seats in the House of Representatives will be on the line, as will one-third of the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
Alabama Educational Television Commission might become the first state network to sever ties with the public broadcasting system. Possibility comes after President Trump and Congress withdrew funding for the nonprofit Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which provides grants to public radio and TV. President pointed to PBS' extreme liberal leanings. This is SRN News. Ford Motor Company showing off its new world headquarters building in Dearborn, Michigan. Bob Agnew reports.
The public got its first look at Ford World Headquarters on Sunday. This headquarters is double the size of the old one, with room for twice as many employees. It has 7 restaurants, design studios, and fabrication shops, and even some cars. The new HQ replaces the current headquarters, known as the Glass House. It opened in 1956. It is now set for demolition. Bob Agner reporting.
Stock market Monday fell as NVIDIA and other superstars created by the frenzy around AI technology dimmed a few degrees. S&P 500 lost 0.9% Monday and pulled further from its all-time high set last month. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1.2%. The NASDAQ was off 0.8%. More details at srnnews.com.